As Jeff pointed out, we've built a really fantastic business here in the oil and gas space. This business is positioned extremely well for the future. I'll show you in a moment how we're covered very well across the sectors in this space. What I really like about it is we've got a tremendous workforce across the world. We're located in the right places with great technology, and the best is ahead of us here. When you look at this, when you break this business down into the way we look at the market, we've got a great presence in the drilling side, the very upstream part of the market. We've got great technology in the deepwater drilling space, which is a high growth space for us right now. Here we have our products like the blowout preventers and the drill stacks that are used offshore. We've also got in this business, Jeff mentioned earlier, the ESPs, or electric submersible pumps, which are critical to the increasing production in established wells. In the subsea space, this is an area where we have production equipment in the subsea space. Notably, we make the Christmas trees, which are crucial to production deepwater. We have wellheads as well for subsea. Then, of course, flexible risers, which are crucial to these offshore production platforms. Turbomachinery and equipment and services, this is the foundation of the business. This was the original acquisition back in the '90s. We have a tremendous position in LNG. Our share in LNG is very good across the world. This is a space where we continue to invest in technology, and we continue to bring tremendous solutions for our customers. As you know, LNG and gas is a very promising market for the future, and we're extremely well-positioned there. Then we have this thing we call measurement and control, and this is a series of smaller technologies, but nonetheless crucial technologies that are aimed at data acquisition, aimed at control systems, and the ability to actually improve the performance of equipment across its life cycle. In here, we also have a business we call inspection technologies, and this is a series of technologies that are becoming extremely important when you look at the life cycle, the safety, if you will, and the importance of having a good handle on the status of the equipment that is in such critical application across its life cycle. We've got a wonderful business portfolio, and we continue to invest very heavily. Now, when you look at the environment here, this is just really fantastic. I think starting with oil, the demand for oil is going to continue to rise, despite the fact that the established markets, the OECD markets, are somewhat flat. We're still seeing tremendous growth in the emerging regions, and the number of new barrels that need to come into play continues to rise at the same time that many of the established wells around the world are depleting, and production is, in many cases, going down. We have a dynamic as well that each new barrel is essentially more CapEx intensive than the last because these new reservoirs are being found in difficult places, and the technology is critical. The continued evolution of technology is going to be critical to allowing those reservoirs to be harvested. This dynamic around aging equipment, the reality is a lot of equipment installed around the world, and this equipment is very old. This little example, about 72% of pipelines are extremely old and require surveillance, require technologies to ensure that they can be operated safely. This goes beyond the pipelines. So this presents this great opportunity for us in this measurement and control business where we like to think of ourselves as healthcare for industrial assets. The dynamic around people in this space is also extremely important. There's a generation of employees across this oil and gas industry at large that are coming into the latter years in their career, which means that there is a very big competition for talent, and there's a real opportunity for us to differentiate here as well, both on the technology, engineering technology side, as well as with the introduction of new technologies that can take advantage of the skills that the newer workforces brings with them. unconventionals. Unconventionals, we know that this has changed dramatically the landscape here in the U.S., and we've got an era of gas availability here that is really changing the dynamic in this country, and we are positioned extremely well to play in that space as well. It's a big deal here in the U.S. today. It will be a big deal in other parts of the world in the future. And as I mentioned, the subsea space, this is the fastest growth area in the industry, and we've got a great portfolio of technologies that we continue to invest in. So we love the environment, and we love our business, and we've got a real chance to differentiate through technology. Now, Jeff mentioned that we've got a lot of competitors in this space. We've got some advantages, I believe. We are continuing to invest in technology, taking our spend up. That's giving us a chance to not only bring new technologies into the world, but to innovate and improve the products that we have. And we have another little advantage. We get to leverage. I invest 3 to 4%, but I get to leverage the technologies that David Joyce develops in aviation, that John Dineen develops in healthcare. And we get access to this through the GRC, and we have found a number of places where we can apply that directly into our products that allow us to differentiate and or push on the boundaries. A lot of material science, aviation materials and research that's paying off for us in this space. So we've got good relationships with our customers, and as you can see here, a number of industry breakthrough technologies that were developed with our customers, tested with our customers, and are giving us a chance to push the envelope in the industry around how these hydrocarbons can be harvested in the future. So we love the ability to differentiate on that front. Subsea is a big space for us. We have a business that was assembled. We have an intense focus in this area and this part of our business on what I would call improving execution. This is a space where execution is critical, where safety and reliability of the product is critical, and where technology is going to be required to allow for future harvesting of these assets. So we've got the ability, and what we've done is we've brought in people from around the company, from around GE, experts in supply chain that are helping us to design the supply chain of the future. We've got limitations in this industry around capacity, all right? And we have the ability to leverage supply chain sources, if you will, that were developed for other parts of our company. We have the ability also to leverage some of the engineering process that was developed in aviation or in energy to try and drive more structured products which allow for lower cost and allow for easier deployment and better use of capacities in the future. Our services. This is another area where I think we have a real big opportunity. We've been working services for well over a decade in a number of our businesses. This business has great service potential. As I mentioned, many aging assets that need to be cared for. We've got a big installed base, and we are investing to allow for us to participate and help our customers make those assets more productive in the future. And we're doing pretty well in the marketplace, and we're very, very excited about what lies ahead. Unconventionals. I mentioned this a moment ago. This is a space that's growing, and we really have three ways that we can win in this unconventionals market. The first is pretty well established. We have a great position in LNG around the world, and as the U.S. and the North America starts to focus on LNG as an export, we have a great position here. And as the first of those big projects in Cheniere was recently approved and is moving forward, and we think there's opportunity for more of that in the future. The second place is around upstream and production. And being able to get more out of these assets, out of these wells. We sell equipment into the space. We have equipment that's used in downhole. We have the ESP space. So we have a number of equipment-related opportunities to participate in the expansion here as well. The third way is around demand. I mentioned the LNG. Well, we have a portfolio of technologies going all the way down to CNG through mini, micro, LNG. We have the ability to allow for demand of natural gas in the transportation field, for instance. We're working with a number of customers. We've got real opportunities and some orders already as that natural gas that's so economical here in the U.S. right now starts to branch out into other sources of use. We've brought in a lot of acquisitions. One of the things that we look at very carefully when we evaluate acquisitions is this idea of technology insertion. We try to identify in advance the kind of things that we can bring to the products that will allow for them to continue to grow and to improve their performance. This is an example here where our artificial lift business is in a fast-growing space. We have a good set of technologies on day one, but we bring in some things that were, we'll say, available in the GRC, and we have found ways to improve the performance of the product, which gives us access to more of the market, which gives us access to a higher technology space in the market. This is a great way for us to improve and generate value for our customers as well as for our company. In this case, we've got off-the-shelf kind of approaches where we can improve these ESPs to allow for a higher gas content. We can go deeper. We've got higher temperature capabilities. We've set our sights on a level of temperature capabilities and then a level yet further again, and then reliability. When these ESPs go in the ground, they're expected to stay there. They're expected to perform reliably, and they're expected to be able to withstand the corrosive and abrasive types of environments that they're exposed to. Material science, again, key technologies around bearings and lubrication. Again, this is a real solid example of how we can bring improvements to these companies or these technologies that we bring into the family. Blowout preventers, here's another place. We brought in a crucial technology into the family, and we have found a number of ways to make it better, to differentiate in the space, to try and separate ourselves a little bit in some ways. We've developed with customers, we've developed this MaxLift dual gradient mud pump. This is going to allow for deep water drilling and deeper reservoirs. This allows for more, access to some of these important fields for the future. Safety. Safety is obviously critical in this environment. In our controls experience in aviation and energy, we're leveraging directly into this space. We have a next-generation control that's been launched that piggybacks off all of the hours of service that we have seen in these other applications in the company. Early kick detection. This is a set of algorithms that are going to allow for a little bit earlier detection when there is an anomaly down in the well, which allows for more time to react and to handle the situation. Then most recently, we unveiled a industry-leading shearing capabilities for the blowout preventer. We have the ability now to shear and seal at a higher force and even through tool joints, which has previously not been demonstrated. This is what GE does so well. We bring technologies from other places in the company, the sciences, if you will, and we can find ways to apply them in this business. I mentioned a little bit about global growth. About 80% of our revenues are outside of North America. and we are positioning. We've positioned the company, and we continue to make investments that will allow for us to be close to our customers, that will allow for us to be present for the life cycle, to support this critical equipment throughout the life cycle. You can see in Brazil, we've invested in capacity for subsea equipment. We've subsea service, the services associated with that equipment. We've increased our capacity in our flexible pipe. And then most recently, we're also introducing new testing capabilities in Brazil at the Global Research Center. Australia, we've opened recently a very important service center for the future. You know, the LNG coming out of Australia is enormous, and the potential for it in the future continues to be very, very big. And we've got a local shop now capable of supporting some of this giant equipment that's going into service over there. Africa, you know, Angola is a huge market for us. They've discovered over now on the, there's a lot going on the other side of Africa, on the Mozambique side. So again, these localization investments are very important. Important not only to support the equipment, but they're important for us to compete in these markets because local content is increasingly becoming important and local jobs. So, you know, this is helping us to win and also positioning us for long-term growth. You know, services in this business is important just like it is in aviation or energy. You know, we have a tremendous installed base of assets in this space. We have great experience and expertise, domain expertise, on how the equipment is used. And we are now focusing on our execution or our capability building, if you will, to support this equipment, to continue to invest in the technology that will make it more valuable and more productive for the customers that own it throughout its life cycle. So in my view, this is a real opportunity for the future for this business, and we can leverage very directly a lot of the experience we've had in these other big pieces of GE. You know, analytics and asset management, you know, the subsea environment, right? You don't have access to these. There's no direct observation of the equipment. It has to be operating extremely reliably. So we have been aiming our technology development capability toward the subsea space. We have incorporated a number of improvements to the product today. And we've also developed some really interesting inspection capabilities for some of these older assets that are out there in service. You know, again, working hand-in-hand with Crucial customer experience and you know, oversight. Couple of recent acquisitions, small acquisitions up in Norway, but really important technology for the future in this space. And, you know, aimed at leak detection, aimed at kind of this overall ability to go deeper and to do so safe and reliably. You know, so this business has real margin growth potential. We've got some solid plans. You know, this is a playbook that we've used over and over again in the company. We see the opportunity to increase this business, you know, a point a year. We think it has the potential to be somewhere in the mid to high teens over time. And, you know, this is a playbook we know how to run. You know, simplification, cost structure, global footprint, supply chain, value gap. We're having good success on this front as well. 6 quarters in a row of positive price. We've also got the ability to leverage our experience in the sourcing domain or supplier world to continue to, you know, do better on that front. So, and then, of course, over time, services is going to continue to grow, and this will also help us to improve margins. You know, so the outlook for this business is really good. I feel very excited about the possibilities ahead. It's, you know, we got a lot of work ahead for sure, but we got great support from the company. We have continued investment and access to technology. We are in the right places in the world. We're in the right places next to our customers, and we will continue to invest to you know, make this a platform in GE that's you know, extremely relevant and important for the company over the long haul. With that, I'm going to turn it over to John.